This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So who knew you could throw a monkey wrench into everything about the Biden administration if you just say, we're going to do separate aid bills for Israel and Ukraine? You can just, I don't know, make them go apoplectic, evidently. And just for added bonus, if you say you want to cut funding to the IRS in order to help Israel, well, that's extra points right there. And also points for style and good form thrown in. Folks, welcome back to the program. Here we are, hour number four of the program this morning. We are live on this Tuesday, and it's great to be with you, of course. And the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. And if you'd like to go to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com, you can send me a direct message that we'll see here during the broadcast. And once again, we appreciate James in Clearwater sending us a direct message this morning as well. So lots to talk about, lots to do, and lots of ground to cover. So let's hit the ground running with our good friend, U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who's holding patiently on the telephone line. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Professor. Hey, it can't be anything but patient. It's early in the morning. I've got nothing to do but drink coffee and talk chat with you.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool in and of itself, I'll tell you that much. Well, since last we talked, of course, there have been more developments in Israel. We understand, of course, they're making these different incursions. They haven't launched or called it the massive invasion, though, yet. Is that correct?
No, it's not a massive invasion, and it may never be what you characterize that. But, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, spoke yesterday, and he talked about a lot of things. But, yeah, and they pretty much laid out what to do. We've got about three major operations in the northern end of Gaza, and they laid out some of the challenges that will happen there. And he kind of told the truth to some of the things that we don't know, but we don't know precisely what's going on. We've got a feel for some of the units, and they're the ones that you would expect to be from the Israeli Defense Force involved in this, but we don't know at all. But we're trickling out different things about what's going on in Gaza and all that. But, you know, the key thing that the Prime Minister says is a ceasefire will only occur if it means that Israel is surrendering. And Israel is not going to surrender. So there will be no ceasefire until they achieve the military objective for this war, and it is a war with Hamas, which is the decimation and the end of Hamas.
Indeed. Well, you know, you mentioned the ceasefire. Suddenly people call for a ceasefire, but I don't hear people criticizing Hamas. I don't hear them, you know, in terms of these protests that we see, these very large protests in a global scale, basically. But what we do hear is we hear a lot of the American government, or in this case even Kamala Harris, talking about how Israel has to follow the rule of war, the rules of war. But are they admonishing? Have we heard anybody admonish Hamas to do the same thing?
Well, no, because they know that would be fruitless, because Hamas doesn't follow any rules. They have no rules. And that was demonstrated by the mass murders that they committed in Israel. But, you know, I got to keep things a little bit in perspective, because we give a lot more attention to stuff worldwide and on our university campuses much as we did during COVID when Black Lives Matter and other domestic terrorist organizations waged criminal activity across that. And then there were people and apologists that came out and says, well, this is what happened, you know, it was the defund the police and all that nonsense. That was a very, very small group of folks, which was excused by people that ought to know better, much as that there are some people that are excusing things. But on the whole, I think that the vast majority of Americans, and quite frankly, the vast majority in the world, understand. Even some of the Arab nations, they really know the deal. And they're just afraid to be revealed for what the sweet deal that they've had, which was talked about in the early segments, where Israel is essentially taking care of the Arab problem, which is the Palestinians, ironically enough. Mm-hmm. They've done that. And that is going to be different. So I differ a little bit with what was talked about in the earlier segments, where this is not the Six-Day War revisited. This is fundamentally different. The outcomes and what will proceed from here in the aftermath of the war with Hamas is going to be different. It isn't going to lead to yet another Arab war or a series of conflicts or all around Israel. It's going to be different. And so folks need to buckle the seatbelts for precisely that and start to be strategically planning about what is the world and from our perspective, what is the United States of America going to do? Because we can't play this in and out thing and just talk about almost immediately the administration talking about ceasefire and all that. It's nonsense. Fundamentally going to change. And we got to approach the Arab world, include Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Now, that was a good point made about Qatar. Iran is number one, without a doubt. Qatar is a fundling and a financier of much of this. But I wouldn't elevate them up to Iran because Iran works with Qatar and Qatar plays this. And we, frankly, regardless of administrations, have used Qatar in many different ways to broker things like there. But that has got to come to light, and its role has got to fundamentally change because we can't go on and do the same thing that we've done and expect different results in the long term.
I think you're exactly right about that. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army, retired. We're going to hit the break here in just a moment, but stay right there. And, folks, stay right there as well because we have a lot more to talk about, a lot more ground to cover this morning right here on the program, 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in during the program and ask Kevin Wright a question. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle One.
You know, I said earlier, and I think it bears repeating, that I don't know what's more scary on this Halloween. If it's that horrible clown from that movie, or if it's the prospect of 4 more years. With Joe Biden, I don't know. I got to tell you, folks, I'm pretty sure it's the 4 more years with Joe Biden. You could try to, I don't know if you could get away from the clown, but it's hard to get away from these clowns, don't you think? All right, well, Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, Lieutenant Colonel, what do you think? Is it the clown or the 4 more years?
Well, actually, the prospect of 4 more years of the Biden administration seems to be diminishing. So maybe we got All Saints Day early rather than the scariness of Halloween, perhaps.
Very cool.
I mean, the fact that a Democrat who has prospects and who can speak well decides to challenge the race. And, of course, I think the word that you used in the last segment where you says, it was the administration's reaction to Johnson and the House wanting to use money from the IRS to fund Israel. Apoplectic.
Mm-hmm.
Apoplectic. Say that 10 times. I think that's precisely what it was. It is stunning that they get that. And it's kind of funny. It kind of reminded me, you know, here just a couple weeks ago, I got letter from the IRS, and I do my taxes through TurboTax. I don't make a lot of money. I really don't. It's mostly my military retirement. But I owed $17 of taxes, and $17 wasn't worth me to go to TurboTax and say, hey, what's up? I'm supposed to be protected from paying from this thing, and it wasn't worth me to go to the IRS and say, what do you mean I owe $17 more? Why wasn't that on the bill that you gave me for last tax year? In fact, probably the IRS spent more money, and then you multiply that by the number of bit taxpayers like me that are paying into it. And you think of the money that's invested to chase down every penny, and then you put that in light of the the administration going apoplectic over not fully funding the IRS to do what they do and spend money on pursuing guys like me. And I think, what does this say, for crying out loud? It's insane.
Well, it really is. And, I the last thing they ever want to do is look like they'll cut anything for the IRS. You know, I mean, it's there, but the Biden administration, I think, wants to use it in a much different way than perhaps, administering the income tax, you know, in this country. But you know what, Kevin, one of the other things, of course, that I don't know if they went apoplectic about, but they certainly was an awkward moment for John Kirby, the NSC spokesperson, when asked about the comments by President Erdogan of Turkey talking about how Israel was, what was the exact words? Basically not a war crime, but an occupying force or some such thing. You've got Senator Rick Scott from Florida, of course, saying that we ought to seriously consider having NATO not be, pardon me, having Turkey not be in NATO. What do you think about all that in terms of the remarks that have been made?
Well, you know, it's kind of an extension of the things we've been talking about right now. I think there's a sea change. A lot of the institutions, and it's not just the people rising up, it's the world situation, the evolution, the evolvement, the things that come to light, but we got a sea change. A lot of the institutions, both here in America and the world, that we kind of just says, well, this is kind of the way it is. And the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is precisely that. And it started with the discussion back when the Russian invasion of Ukraine started, and we talked about Ukraine joining NATO and all that. And we started to have a serious discussion about, well, what is the fundamental purpose that NATO serves now in the post-Cold War? And we've been at post-Cold War, which we thought we had won for a long, long time now. So what is it? We got to do some serious thinking about that. And quite honestly, who's a member and who is not, I think is fundamental to that question. And that question that our senator here in Florida, Rick Scott, posed about, hey, maybe we need to consider that. That's a serious question now. That isn't just something thrown out there. Especially when you, in the light of the fact that Turkey has been, the greatest roadblock to, I think, legitimately growing NATO, if it is to continue to exist, to those that are really a part of the what ought to be the continuing purpose with, of course, Finland and Sweden. They've been at, and then the speeches that Turkey is getting, but that this is, any serious consideration is a part of a much larger picture. And business is normal in the institutions, both in the world and the United States of America, have got to change. And, at the root of it, of course, is America First, which is one of those other things that you notice that people got on the mainstream media got apoplectic about and says, oh, well, if Trump gets elected again and we reinstate this America First philosophy, it's like, one, they didn't really understand what America First was all about. One, it was bigger than Trump. It preceded Trump's presidency. And two, their mischaracterization of what it is and what it meant is growing thin because the American people waking up. And when you look at what is going on, where it was interesting to note that increasingly young people that were stalwarts that could have been expected to vote for Biden or whoever is going to be the Democratic nominee, could be a taken-for-granted vote right there. No, increasingly they're going over and saying, hey, maybe this guy, President 45, is what we need to have after the 2024 election in November.
Yeah, exactly right. And this is where Trump's strongest suit is, I think. And that is, that he has the record. People can look at the world and then they can make a conclusion based on what the so-called adults in the room have made a total mess of, essentially. I mean, and so, yeah, I think you're right. I think Trump's star could rise significantly, especially if he concentrates on things like that. Well, I'll tell you what, Kevin, I think we got a caller on the line. Would you like to take a call real quick?
All right.
Okay, here we go. Line one, you are on the program. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Backgammon Bob here.
All right, Backgammon Bob.
Yeah, just wanted to say I think that I don't think there's any way Joe Biden's going to be the nominee anyway. He's being primaried by this. He's going to be primaried by this this other guy who I think sounds pretty good. I just think that there's no way Biden's going to make it to through the whole way here. And the other thing, as far as NATO goes, we need to get out of that. We need to get out of that thing over there. Just like we need to get the United Nations out of New York City, we need to get out of NATO. If we weren't in NATO, then if something happens over there, they're going to say, well, we got to get in. That way we're not obligated to get involved if somebody really does something really stupid. All right, that's it.
All right, thanks, Backgammon Bob. Appreciate the call. Kevin, what do you think about that?
Yeah, well, BB has always had some very interesting comments, and like that one, the first one about I tend to agree with him, increasingly thinking that Biden will not be the nominee. In fact, in a kind of a subtle way, for the last 2 years, he's been primary, as the growing folks within his own party do that. And I know it's not the formal primary system in the Democratic Party, but, you know, things are different, fundamentally different than they ever have been. It's not a repeat of history. It's a repeat of some of the elements of the past, but they're different. So that's one thing. One, the United Nations out of New York. Now, what we really need to do is for the United States to exert its power as a superpower, which we have forsaken for a long time now, to operate the United Nations just like the other nations of the world, like Russia and China, as a tool to further our own interests instead of just, oh, let's all get together and kumbaya. That's not what United Nations do. And we want to keep it in New York because we want it in our backyard. We can watch it. We just need to make sure the United Nations doesn't do what it does as a promoter of things that go against the United States' interests. NATO. I think fundamentally it is time to take a look at the United States' role. NATO should fundamentally be a European thing. And perhaps, as I've said it before for last year, that the European Union probably ought to be not just an economic thing, but it ought to be to usurp and take over a lot of the functions that NATO has served. Not that we will not have an interest. We're not isolationists or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it should fundamentally, I believe, be European-driven, not United States-driven. So I think he's got it. It won't happen easily. There's a lot of force to keep us in there. But I think he's mostly right on many of the things that he had to say.
Very cool. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army, retired. Thank you, sir. We will talk to you again on Thursday. So take care of yourself. Thanks again.
All right,
happy Halloween. You too, everybody.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. As fighting between Israel and terrorist organization Hamas moves into its fourth week, Israeli ground forces in Gaza is moving forward. Israeli officials said yesterday a female soldier, Ori Meghidish, that had been kidnapped by Hamas during the deadly October 7th attack, had been freed by Israeli ground forces in Gaza. Over the weekend, the two sides talked to free some of the 200 hostages being held by Hamas. Reports are that the talks have stalled. Over 9,000 people have been killed on both sides since Hamas' murderous rampage into Israel. Actor Robert De Niro is being sued by his former executive assistant and vice president of Canal Productions, Graham Chase Robinson. She is accusing De Niro of gender discrimination and retaliation. De Niro's production company is countersuing, claiming she ran up huge American Express bills. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The money. You know, we keep asking that. Well, he keeps asking that. Joe Biden asked that. And we're just repeating it. Where's the money? Well, they're looking for it. They found some. I think they're going to find some more. All right, folks. Welcome back. Well, you found this program, and we're glad that you're with us. Glad that you're there. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you, of course. We are the place for news and politics and the overnights all across your radio dial, wherever you're listening from. And whatever you're doing right now, we're glad to be along with you. And it is Halloween, of course. And it's a little bit scary out there. Later on, there's going to be all the trick-or-treating going on and so forth. So, number one, be careful because it gets darker, obviously, a lot earlier nowadays. And so watch out for those kids who are going to be out in your neighborhood trick-or-treating. And as I think I mentioned, yes, there's a neighborhood not too far from where I am, and they really do go all out. Not just for Halloween, but they really go all out for Christmas. I mean, it's almost like on the news. I mean, it's a lot. So people come from all around just to drive up and down the street. So you got to be careful for one thing, and it's going to be warm. I'm pretty sure for Halloween in my area, so that means you'll have a lot of people out there doing stuff. All right. So once again, welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and well, it's kind of scary. Let's take a phone call here. Let's take a flyer and take a phone call. All right, line two, you are on the program. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from? All right, line two, you are there.
Jack. Yeah, I'm here.
All right, yes, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah. Is this Jack in Riverside?
Yeah, and I'm calling up because Israel is the monster committing horrendous war crimes and being a shame on all the Jewish people around the world. Netanyahu is a murderer. Hamas was made by Israel to go against Yasser Arafat and the PLO. So Hamas has been working with Israel. This is an inside job. This is the war crime and Halloween. My God, Israel is the monster. Israel is like a Nazi army, and Netanyahu is acting like a Hitler. And the apartheid system in Israel, where Palestinians can't walk down the same street with the Israelis, this is a horrendous thing. And this new speaker who was put in, oh, we've got to stand with Israel. No, we don't. We've got to stand for America. We've got to stand for peace. We've got to stand for to stop the war crime. The war crime in front of us. In your program, where you say stand with Israel, no, this is a horrendous, monster, horrible thing on Halloween. And the monster is Netanyahu. In fact, inside of Israel, the retired general, who is a top general there, said, what are we doing? We're acting like a Nazi nation.
Okay.
And Haaretz,
well,
is a good newspaper.
Well, Jack, I appreciate your point of view. You know, we're not adverse to other points of view and so forth, but I appreciate it. And
aren't you embarrassed? And don't you think it's a war crime? And the new speaker from Louisiana.
I think that Israel is trying to defend itself. I think when you have a group like Hamas. When Hamas comes across the border and they massacre the people the way that they did, no, I think that Israel has to...
That was done on purpose.
Well, yes, they did it on purpose. That's right, because they want to destroy Israel. All right, well, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. And we're going to move on from there and tried to get a little something in there on the air, so we're not going to let that happen this morning, everybody. But, all right, Jack in Riverside, you're entitled to your opinion about things, and that's one of the great freedoms that we have. You've been able to express your thoughts, but I just don't agree with them. I think there's a lot of people out there who wouldn't agree with them either. But part of the way that we get to understand things better is, of course, by talking with one another. So we're always happy to talk with one another, we're not going to get out of hand on that at all. That's an interesting sort of alt theory, but we're going to move on from there because I think that you just need to look at what's happening and to have an understanding of exactly what we're witnessing these days. So once again, we're going to give out the telephone number 949-822-7959. It's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call and be a part of the program this morning. Or you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com and you can send me a direct message. All right, so let me ask you this. Number one, you've got people who are trying to say that somehow Section 13, Section 3 of the Constitution disqualifies President Trump from holding office. And you've got the people out there trying to make that argument. Let's listen to Jonathan Turley here for a moment and his reaction to the idea of trying to kick Trump off the ballot dealing with Section 3 of the Constitution. Let's listen in. I think we should be hearing that.
Well, you know, this is a rather novel theory that's come into vogue in the last year. What is astonishing is it's being defended by people who say that this is about protecting democracy. They protect democracy by denying the ability of voters to vote for one of these candidates. According to many polls, Donald Trump is now the leading candidate for the presidency. And so the effort now is to prevent voters from being able to cast their ballots. I mean, that is throwing matches at a tinderbox situation in this country. We are a deeply divided nation, and I can't tell you how dangerous this theory is. I also think that it is fundamentally flawed. You know, this was put into the Constitution after the Civil War, when hundreds of thousands of people died. It occurred when the vice president of the Confederacy tried to retake the oath that he had previously violated. That was the impetus. That is what they were referring to. And what these courts are trying to decide is whether the riot in the Capitol was an insurrection. And Right. Most of the public don't view it that way.
Really interesting.
And that was Jonathan Turley talking with Maria Barta de Romo, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, on Fox Business, I believe. But very insightful, and that's why we wanted to play that for you this morning, because it's very interesting to see exactly what this section says, why it was created the way that it was, and how it applies, and how they're trying to apply it. Because, again, it's like, well, we're just going to go after Donald Trump in any way that we possibly can. And people can think whatever they want to think about Donald Trump, whether or not they want to vote for him again or not. But Turley, again, who is not a Republican or a Trump supporter or anything like that, and that's why his words carry such weight, because he's talking about the idea that you can't protect democracy by denying the ability of voters to vote for the candidate. And so when it comes to Turley or it comes to Dershowitz, this is so very important, because those common factors, those foundational truths about our republic should be the driving forces. We should entrust the American people and trust the American people to make the decision, because it is fundamentally granted to the American people to make the decision as to who is going to be the leader. It's really just that simple, and it's so interesting when we continue to see people who really want to take that away under the guise of protecting you. Well, isn't that wonderful? They'll be protecting you. That's so nice. All right, line one, do me a favor and hold on through the break if you would, because we're coming up to the break here in just a few moments. But when we come back, we'll be taking your telephone calls. And line one as well, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Stay right there. Coming right back. Final segment of the morning.
You're listening to Power One.
I can't believe you're
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Oh, yes. We got some happy music. I think we need a little happy music. Don't you? 949-822-7959. That is the number. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we race into this final segment of the Tuesday morning edition of the program. And hope that you are well. Hope that you have a very safe Halloween. And again, don't forget, just be careful as it gets dark much earlier now, of course. Watch out if you're driving home, driving through your neighborhood. Watch out for the ghosts and goblins and the kids who are out, you know. But, you know, but if you're like me, when my kids were little, you've got these big, bright flashlights, and all you do is shine them around and make sure that they're visible. But at any rate, folks, as we said, welcome back to the program. Let's go ahead and go back to line one, patiently waiting through the break. Line one, is this, this might be Mary in St. Pete. Is this Mary?
It is, and I'd like to say I appreciate you taking different opinions on your show. I thought it's just interesting to hear that, but I appreciate the way you handled that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I see the segment with Maria Bartiromo. Just watched that the other day for the first time in a long time. The most interesting part of that show was that Jared Kushner showed up on that show. He's virtually never on TV. It reminded me of when President Trump did the dance of swords with the king in Saudi Arabia. He went to North Korea. He went to China and met with all the world leaders. Very interesting on working with those Abraham Accords over there. And I think those are still really in big play over there. But the other reason I called is if I worked hard as a man or a woman sending my kid through college, if they were out there protesting, and I don't care what it is, at that level, instead of studying like they should be in college, I think that's who I would be defunding first. Because I don't work hard to put my kid through college so that they can go out and do whatever they want to without they don't understand what it's like to make a living, make a paycheck, come home and pay bills and pay taxes in the first place. It just seems like they don't have a clue as to what to do. I'm not sure that some of these people aren't getting paid to protest.
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Mary in St. Pete, great call. I appreciate it, and thank you for your kind words. And, I think that some of these young people in college, they sort of get on this cause, and it becomes this sort of thing. It sort of takes on a life of its own. Obviously, I think if they just take a look at what's happening, they might change their minds about chanting things like from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, these kinds of things, and try to take a closer look at it. And that's one of the, that's a public service we're happy to provide. You're on the program. We'll talk to people about that. There's no justification whatsoever for what Hamas has visited upon Israel. And Israel has to defend itself. There's no doubt about that. All right, back, Em and Bob, I believe you're here on line 3. Good morning.
Yes, I think what you all are forgetting is this is not all these protesting. This is essentially a religious war that they are starting. And if you, in the Quran and stuff, it says they're supposed to go after the Jews. The Jews are their primary one of their primary targets, but they're after the Jews, they're going to also go after the Christians because they say first the Saturday people and then the Sunday people, meaning the Saturday church and the Sunday by the Christians. And, that's what it is. And they are, it's just all this based on religion.
I don't disagree. I think that there's a way to have to sort of finagle it into the secular space, and they're being very successful at doing that because maybe a lot of people don't recognize the religious fervor aspect behind it, but they think we're just going after occupiers.
Yeah, but this, this war has, now they've got an excuse to call Jews non-human, Nazi killers and all that. So they've turned the Jews from being human beings in the eyes of the other people. They're turning them as to being horrific people and stuff. And, this is just going to start because you're seeing all around the world. Why did this catch fire all around the world? There are Muslims all around the world. And that's why it's catching on. And they are also instigating it among our college students and stuff like that. So this is not going to, just if Israel kicks them out and takes it, it's not going to end.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
It's not going to end.
We don't see a good off-ramp for this or how does this end well. It's literally day by day at this point. But back, Em and Bob, thanks for calling so much. Yeah, go ahead.
One last quickie here. A lot of this stuff is funded by Iran and stuff and Soros and that type of stuff.
Oh, sure.
Right, that's it.
Hey, back, Em and Bob, thanks for the call. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
All right, bye.
All right, take care. Back, Em and Bob, everybody. All right, let's head over. Our lines are lighting up this morning here in the final segment. Line 1, you're on the line. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Kyle.
Yes. Hello, good morning.
Neil from Henderson.
Hey, Neil, good morning.
How are you?
Doing great.
You know, it's hard to process what we are witnessing, you know, everywhere, you know, I just have a difficult time, you know, absorb. It's just hard to believe what we are witnessing. I know I was talking to Denise last night. You know, I was, you know, I expressed a concern about this Iran trying to expand this into a war of attrition. The question I wish I had asked her, it's a big question. How well supplied is Hamas in Gaza? Because if they're well supplied, this could go on for a long time. But I think they're underground. They're going to have to run out of water and food. And I don't know how much ammunition, guns, whatever they've got under there. You know, it can't be an unlimited supply, and they're underground.
Right.
So I don't know how this plays out. I don't know how you land the plane. How do they land the plane?
Yeah, that is the $64,000 question, because this has begun, this was brought to Israel, and now we're totally in uncharted waters. There doesn't seem to be a way to turn this off successfully and at the same time maintain the security that Israel is understandably going to want to maintain.
You know, Kyle, you know what? What's really disgusting is that really, and I try to reject this on a personal level, that religion is the foundation to this whole catastrophe that's taking place. You know, you just don't want to try to believe that, you know, that the hatred is based on this hatred for Israel and Jews. It's just,
It's
really
mind-boggling.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you could dislike somebody, but, you know, you don't have to be a barbarian. And, you know, what's been reported is just, it's just medieval. I don't, you know, words aren't enough.
No, I completely agree. So, yeah, it's so deep-seated, and it's become a rallying point as well. And it's so sad, because we thought we were making a lot of progress, but you have a group of people groups of people who just don't want to do that. And, of course, you know, I think there's the phrase, doing the Lord's work. You know, he says, blessed are the peacemakers. And Israel's tried to live in peace as much as it is possible. But I appreciate the call so very much. I'm with you.
All right, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, absolutely. Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
Okay.
All right. Take care. All right. So that's Neil in Henderson, and we appreciate his call very much. Listening on 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. And, folks, it's been a great morning here on the program. And it's just flown by. Those are the best mornings. They just fly by. It seems like we were just beginning the first segment just a short time ago. But that was 4 hours ago, and we've had a great show. We've got a lot of great callers this morning, a lot of great information. We've had a lot of fun, had some great music as well. And, folks, I want to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling in. And don't forget, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, especially if there's a weather-related incident or you something's out on your radio, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can always find the live streams there. So, happy Halloween, of course, and be careful out there. And we will see you on the program tomorrow. Take care out there, my friends.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.